The landlord of a building used to prepare free meals for the needy in Nanaimo says it terminated its lease with the group that runs the service in part because of unauthorized renovations that resulted in a lien being placed on the property. The Wisteria Community Association has been operating its stone soup service, which provides up to 200 meals daily for those in need, out of a building at 308 Fitzwilliam Street. Since the lease was terminated in mid-October, however, it has been locked out of its newly built commercial kitchen. While it hunts for a new location, a supporter at MGM Restaurant has been making soup for the group so it can continue its meal deliveries. A statement issued this week by Nye Commercial Central Vancouver Island, which represents the Delta-based building owner, the owner is a numbered company, 1,137,792 BC Limited, said the society performed unauthorized tenant improvements that created a substantial fire and safety risk to themselves and other tenants in the building. It also cited outstanding rent. Wisteria was given proper legal notification and time to resolve the issues, the statement from Nye said. Unfortunately, these breaches remained unresolved, leaving no alternative but to proceed with the lease termination, it said. Wisteria Association President Tanya Hiltz called the landlord's concerns bogus, however. She said rent was paid to the start of November and the $50,000 kitchen was installed with the landlord's permission, is up to code and was approved by the municipality. While a contractor had put a lien on the property because he was owed $2,000, it was quickly removed, said Hiltz, who said she borrowed money to pay off the debt. She said she has documents showing the lien was removed on October 25. The dispute has killed plans by the association to open a dining area and warming center in the adjacent storefront, which is owned by the same landlord. Nye said it had been arranged for Wisteria to have access to perishable items, and efforts to coordinate the removal of fixtures and remaining goods are ongoing. But Hiltz said the association's freezers are packed with food that the society cannot get to. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com